We see that job gains did resume with 5,100 net new jobs, and unemployment stayed steady at 5.1%. This means year over year, we've seen 26,800 jobs in Connecticut. And we also had revisions upward in the October report, upwards of 500 jobs. Connecticut fared favorably with what's been going on in other areas. Massachusetts added 5,900 jobs, net 4.7% unemployment. The U.S. overall added 211,000 jobs. But the good thing also is that the Connecticut gains were broad-based. Just about every sector except government had additions. Certainly, we saw gains in manufacturing and business services, as well as leisure and hospitality and trade, transportation, and utilities. So that was certainly good news. If you take a look at the recovery rate since the Great Recession, the private sector now has recovered all of its jobs. Overall, if you add in government, we've recovered 88.8% of the jobs in Connecticut. What we also saw is that, you know, year over year, there are several sectors that have had gains. If you take a look, construction's up 3.2% compared to a year ago, manufacturing 2.1%, leisure and hospitality 4.1%. But there's also gains in trade, transportation, utilities up 1.4%, information up 1.9%, financial activities up 1.8%, professional services up 1.5%, and educational services up 1.7%. Government is flat at 0.0%, and in Connecticut, that also includes Indian gaming as well as state and local government. So, you know, we are seeing what is a pretty broad-based gain. If you take a look at the labor market areas of the state, the only one that is in the negative year over year is Norwich, New London area, but pretty solid gains, particularly in Bridgeport, Stamford, Norwalk labor market area and Hartford labor market area. So overall, we do see a welcome recovery in this report from what were two very disappointing reports for October and for September.